Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will meet with a slate of conservatives, including pundit Glenn Beck, on Wednesday to discuss the controversy over allegations that the social network's trending list apparently suppresses conservative media. Beck said he was contacted by Zuckerberg's office over the weekend to be one of about 10 people to go to Menlo Park, California, to hear the CEO explain what happened and assure us that it won't happen again, he wrote on Facebook. Facebook confirmed the meeting to the Huffington Post. It would be interesting to look him in the eye as he explains, and a win for all voices if we can come to a place of real trust with this powerful tool, Beck added. Last week, Zuckerberg said his team is conducting a full investigation into the alleged manipulation and would take additional steps to address it if any evidence was found. Beck posted a long Facebook missive on Saturday and updated it 12:30 a.m. on Sunday as follows. I was contacted by Mark Zuckerberg's office this morning about going out to see him in Menlo Park Wednesday. They have had the same problem that many in media and Silicon Valley face, suppression of conservative voices and ideas. Many voices and posts were deleted or ensured to never trend, according to a report. Ted Cruz, CPAC, The Blaze, and I were specifically named. Mark wanted to meet with 8 or 10 of us to explain what happened and assure us that it won't happen again. How does a company who allowed voices to be heard in Iran and Egypt, which sparked revolutions, silence voices of anyone here? I am trying to rearrange my schedule to see if I can make it. It would be interesting to look him in the eye as he explains, and a win for all voices if we can come to a place of real trust with this powerful tool. Facebook is, to me, a tool not unlike radio, TV, or even the telephone. It is as wide as broadcast, but as personal as the telephone. We can connect with one another the world over unlike anything man has ever seen before. These are exciting times for personal freedom, pursuits, and identity. If it is to be as ubiquitous as Alexander Graham Bell's invention, it must remain as unbiased as the telephone. Otherwise, it too will fracture or fall apart over time due to competitors who will carve out their own place without agenda. Facebook truly is the only communal experience we now have in some ways. We need to see what the other side is talking about. We read different news, shop different places, even eat different brands of food. This isn't the America I remember or want, do you? Let's trust people enough to listen to each other and decide without traffic cops or a new Hays code. The question that needs to be answered Wednesday is, will Mark see this as an opportunity to free all points of view, but at the same time unify America and the world? While they are a private business and I support their right to run it any way they desire without government interference, it would be wonderful if a tool like Facebook independently chose to hold up freedom of speech and freedom of association as a corporate principle. It doesn't count if they are doing it because of boycotts or pressure groups. In fact, if he had the balls to tell me that he was courting me due to pressure groups, I would disagree with his business plan, but join him in the fight to make his own decisions with his company against the pressure groups. I will stand for any man's right to be truly free and run his business the way he sees fit. Enough of beating people in submission. That is not who we are. It will make lasting difference if he actually wants a place where all ideas are treated equally, even those he or they may disagree with. That is bravery and real freedom. I fear if they don't, the big government establishment progressives will, at some point, make Facebook a utility and destroy it for everyone. I am going Wednesday. I hope to join business icon and a woman with a spine of steel, Carly Fiorina. Hashtag Mark Zuckerberg, hashtag Facebook. This article posted by Melissa Chan.